朋友们早安。
Dear friends and brothers and sisters, good morning.
感谢主早晨在与我们同在。
We thank the Lord for being with us this morning.
主实在喜欢与他救赎的儿女们同在。
Because our God desires to be with us whom he has redeemed.
这是他救我们的时候所定的旨意。
That was the purpose that he has set when he saved us.
但是很可惜我们做儿女的也好像地上的这个儿女一样。
But unfortunately, we are just like children in the world.
常常我们会爱父母之外的其他事物，更过于爱父母。
Oftentimes, we love things other than our parents, more than our parents.
我们爱父母之外的其他人，更过于爱父母。
We love others more than we love our parents.
这是堕落天性在我们里边一个非常严重的倾向。
And that is the tendency of our fallen nature.
所以我们早晨想和弟兄姊妹来交通一个题目。
And therefore this morning I'd like to share a topic with you all.
就是爱慕神。
It is to desire God.
爱慕神自己。
It is a longing after God himself.
我们先来读诗篇四十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 42.
诗篇四十二篇。我们读一到五节。
Verses 1-5.
诗篇四十二篇一到五。我用中文念，我请Vivian 姊妹用英文念。神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God.
我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，人不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？
My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, Where is your God?
我从前与众人同往，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。
These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with a multitude leading a procession to the house of God with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throne.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God.
另外八十四篇也是诗篇。
Psalms 84.
诗篇八十四篇一到四节。
Verses 1-4.
诗篇八十四篇第一节。万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱。
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty?
我可羡慕可想耶和华的言语，我的心肠我的肉体向永生神呼吁。
My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你的祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着暴雏之窝。
Even a sparrow has found a home, and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God.
如此住在你殿中的便为有福，他们仍要赞美你。
Blessed are those who dwell in your house, they are ever praising you.
最后我们来读以西结书四十四章。
Lastly, let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 44.
以西结书四十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 44.
我们来读九到十六节。
9-16.
或是我们读到十八。
Through verse 18.
九到十八。
Verses 9-18.
以西结书。 以西结四十四章第九节，主耶和华如此说，以色列中的外邦人，就是身心未受割礼的，都不可入我的圣地。
This is what the Sovereign Lord says. No foreigner uncircumcised in heart and flesh is to enter my sanctuary, not even foreigner who live among the Israelites.
当以色列人走迷的时候，有利未人远离我，就是走迷离开我，随从他们的偶像，他们必担当自己的罪孽。
The Levites who went far from me when Israel went astray and who wandered from me after their idols must bear the consequences of their sin.
然而他们必在我的圣地当仆役，照管殿门，在殿中供职，必为民宰杀燔祭牲和平安祭牲，必站在民前侍候他们。
They may serve in my sanctuary, having charge of the gates of the temple and serving in it. They may slaughter the burnt offering and sacrifices for the people and stand before the people and serve them.
因为这些利未人曾在偶像前侍奉这民，成了以色列家罪孽的绊脚石，所以我向他们起誓，他们必担当自己的罪孽，这是主耶和华说的。
But because they served them in the presence of their idols and made the house of Israel fall into sin, therefore I have sworn with uplifted hand that they must bear the consequences of their sin, declares the Sovereign Lord.
他们不可亲近我，给我供祭司的职分，也不可挨近我的一件圣物，就是至圣的物，他们却要担当自己的羞辱和所行可憎之事的报应。
They're not to come near to serve me as priest, or come near any of my holy things or my most holy offerings. They must bear the shame of their detestable practices.
然而，我要使他们看守殿宇，办理其中的一切事，并做其内一切当作之功。
Yet I will put them in charge of the duties of the temple and all the work that is to be done in it.
以色列人走迷离开我的时候，祭司利未人撒都的子孙仍看守我的圣所，他们必亲近我，侍奉我，并且侍立在我面前，将脂油与血献给我。这是主耶和华说的。
But the priests who are Levites and descendants of Zadok, and who faithfully carried out the duties of my sanctuary when the Israelites went astray from me, are to come near to minister before me. They are to stand before me to offer sacrifices of fat and blood, declares the Sovereign Lord.
他们必进入我的圣所，就进我的桌前侍奉我，守我所吩咐的。
They alone are to enter my sanctuary. They alone are to come near my table and minister before me and perform my service.
他们进内院门必穿细麻衣，在内院门和殿内供职的时候，不可穿羊毛衣服。
When they enter the gates of the inner court, they are to wear linen clothes. They must not wear any woolen garment while ministering at the gates of the inner court or inside the temple.
他们头上要戴细麻布裹头巾，腰穿细麻布裤子，不可穿使身体出汗的衣服。
They are to wear linen turbans on their head and linen undergarments around their waist. They must not wear anything that makes them perspire.
我们好不好再有点祷告？
Let's have some more prayer.
主，求你使我们认识你。
Lord, please help us to know you.
使我们能够体贴你的心意。
Help us to be empathetic towards your heart.
主啊，你并不以救了我们得永生为满足。
Because you're not satisfied just to save us and give us eternal life.
你还要使我们成圣。
You will sanctify us.
你还要使我们得荣耀。
And you desire to glorify us.
你还要使我们过得胜的生活。
And you desire for us to live a sanctified life.
主啊，求你把这路指示我们。
Lord, show us the path.
我们过去的日子多多的亏欠你。
Lord, oftentimes we fall short.
主啊，我们好像在你跟前，可是常常又是远离的。
It seems like we're before you, and yet our hearts are so far away from you.
我们好像在侍奉你，可是心又是在许多的事物上。
It seems like we're serving you, yet we have set our hearts on other things.
主啊，求你向我们说话。
Lord, speak to our hearts.
让我们的光景能够更讨你的喜悦。
That our condition may be pleasing to you.
主，给我们一个分辨的灵。
Lord, give us a discerning mind.
在这些不容易察觉的差异中。
That in these differences.
主啊，让我们来察觉它。
And help us to detect the differences.
让我们愿意接受你的修正。
That we may be able to receive your correction.
主啊，让我们常常活在你的面前。
That we may often, we will forever live before you.
好叫我们常常能够欢呼喜乐。
That we may shout for joy.
好叫我们能够得胜荣耀你的名。
So that we may be victorious and to glorify your name.
主啊，祝福我们以下的时间。
Lord bless this following time we have
together. 谢谢你听我们祷告。
We thank you for answering our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name, I pray.
Amen. Amen. 刚才我们所读的诗篇两篇和以西结书的一段经文里。
The passages that we just read in Psalms and in Ezekiel.
讲到的在旧约中的两班人。
It spoke of two groups of people in the Old Testament.
这两班人呢，他们很奇特。
And these are very peculiar people.
因为像在诗篇里头，很多诗呢都是有个人的名字在上面。
And because in the Psalms, usually they would record the name of the psalmist.
但其中有十一篇它不是用个人的名字。
But in among these Psalms, there are 11 of them was not recorded under an individual name.
它用团体的名字。
But it was a corporate name.
用他们一个祖先的名字。
They use the name of their ancestor.
但是却代表他这个人的许多的。
And yet it represents all the descendants, the offsprings of that particular person.
他们就是可拉的后裔。
They are the sons of Korah.
另外的就是撒都的子孙。
And they are the sons of Zadok.
那我们知道可拉在出埃及记在民数记里面我们都看见他犯罪。
And we see how Korah sinned in the in Exodus and in Numbers.
他和以色列许多的人那些领袖们起来攻击摩西。
And he led many leaders of the Israelites and he was against Moses.
他们不服摩西在他们中间做领袖的地位。
They were not willing to subject to the leadership of Moses among them.
认为以色列人个个圣洁，为什么摩西是超乎众人之上的？
And they felt that all of them, all the Israelites were holy. Why is it Moses was above them all?
那这件事情大大的得罪了神。
Yet these things greatly sin against God.
所以神亲自审判他们。
Therefore God judged them.
一开口把可拉和其他的一些反叛的人吞了下去。
The ground opened and swallowed Korah and his followers.
另外有250个领袖被天火所烧。
And fire came from heaven and burned 250 of those leaders.
就在这个可悲的事件之当中。
And in this such pathetic incidents,
神却有怜悯。
And God had mercy.
因为在民数记里面记载说。
Because it was recorded in Numbers.
可拉的众子没有死亡。
That the sons of Korah was not destroyed.
我们感觉那段记载是何等的有恩典。
And that a piece of recording was full of grace.
神保留了可拉的众子。
That God had preserved his sons.
那这些子孙们，他们也非常的能够讨神欢喜。
And these sons of Korah really pleased God.
他们不仅像其他的以色列人一样，在那里侍奉这位神。
Not only they served together with the other Israelites.
而且他们的心特别的归向神。
And their hearts was especially turned to God.
特别的渴慕神。
And especially longing after God.
所以每次我读到诗篇42篇、84篇的时候。
And therefore, every time I read about Psalm 42 and 84.
心里面就想到一幅图画。
And there's a picture that came into my mind.
地上有人是在反叛神。
And there are people who are against God in this world.
但是也有人他们全心全意的来讨神的欢喜。
Yet there are a group of people who wholeheartedly wanted to please God.
今天这样的追求主。
And they pursued after God in such a way.
似乎渐渐成为稀奇的事情。
And yet in this way of pursuing God becoming so rare nowadays.
但是这却是主救我们呼召我们的时候所已经清楚指示的。
But that was something that was clearly shown by God when He saved us and called us.
主在呼召门徒的时候，他就说：“来跟从我。”
And when He called the disciples, He says, "Come, follow me."
要跟从主的人，必须是来跟从主自己，而不是主之外的其他的东西。
And those who follow God must follow Himself and not things about Him or other than Him.
然后主还要约翰使徒们跟他同住。
And then Jesus asked John the disciple to live with him.
那主还在葡萄树的比方里面告诉我们说，他要与我们联合。
And Jesus also used a parable of the vineyard, indicating that he wanted to be united to us.
但是我们肉体有个倾向。
But in our flesh, we have a tendency.
我们容易成为一个宗教徒。
We very easy to become a religious person.
我们容易成为一个守一些基督徒规矩的一个基督徒。
We become a Christian who just abide by Christian doctrines.
以至于我们很多时候没有办法活出主要的那个生活。
So a lot of times we're not able to live out the life that God desires.
所以我们常常会说，我们聚了一个会以后，过了到礼拜三呢，我们就开始觉得快没力气了。
And so sometimes we feel after we've gone to a meeting, and by Wednesday we're pretty weak already.
那到礼拜五呢，那就不聚会不行了。
And by Friday we will have to come to the meeting.
所以礼拜五、礼拜天我们再聚一下，再充电一下。
So it's like we come for a meeting on weekends and we get recharged.
那么用着这些呢，再来跑后面几天的路。
And we use whatever we have recharged to run the following days.
那么用的快完的时候呢，我们为了聚一下，然后为了去跑几天的路。
And when the energy almost gone out, we'll come back and recharge again.
但是这些是神的心意吗？
But is this the heart of God?
其实神要给我们的远远超过这个。
And what God desires for us far exceeds these.
他乃是要我们连与他。
He desires for us to be united to Him.
从他那里得着源源不绝的供应。
And to receive the everlasting supply.
无论是在聚会当中。
And not just in a meeting.
到公司里头去。
Or in your work.
或在家里。
At home.
是度假。
Or in a vacation.
应当和神之间的关系是一样的。
And your relationship with God should not change.
是不间断的。
It is continual.
是常常可以经历到他的同在的。
It is continual experiencing the presence of God.
是常常可以再更新，再重新得力的。
It is a frequent refreshing and recharging from Him.
但是有很多宗教的观念。
But because we have this religious concepts.
就在无形之中都跑到我们里头去了。
And sometimes it would just unknowingly coming into our hearts.
所以曾经有一首儿童的诗歌这样说。
And there is a children's hymnal that says.
就是主耶稣啊，我要回家了。
And Jesus, I'm about to go home.
因为呢，这些孩子们拿来上完主日学，然后就要回家去了。
And it's a song that the kids sing when they're about to depart from Sunday school.
所以他们唱一首诗歌呢，就说主耶稣，我要回家了。
So they were saying, Jesus, I'm going home.
我下礼拜会再来看你。
And I will come see you again next weekend.
他们呢就把主耶稣留在这个礼拜堂。
So they left Jesus at the sanctuary.
那他们回家去住他们家。
And they left for their own home.
难怪很多礼拜堂都要盖的这个辉煌美丽。
No wonder that a lot of sanctuary, a lot of church building is to build a very grandiose.
弄得这个五花十色。
And very colorful.
因为是要盖给主耶稣住的。
Because it's for purpose for Jesus to dwell in there.
但是从旧约到新约
But from Old Testament to the New Testament
都让我们看见说我们的神比万有都大
We see that our God is greater than all
天是他的座位地是他的脚凳
That the heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool
有谁能够盖一个殿宇来让他居住呢
Who can build such a temple to contain him?
所以很多时候我们也无形中把我们这个会所也当着圣殿了
So a lot of times we treat our church building as a sanctuary, a temple.
这个会所不是圣殿。
But this temple is not, this church building is not the temple.
但是我们这些信他的人合起来当圣殿。
Yet a temple is we, those people who believe in him.
这个永生的神。
And this living God.
这个永活的神。
This living God and forever.
他只住在那个活的灵里头。
He only dwells in the living spirit.
那些被神救赎回来，灵已经活过来的人，神就要住在他里边。
And he lives in those whom he has saved and whose spirit has been revived.
所以神就呼召我们。
And therefore God calls to us.
要来亲近他。
To draw near to him.
要在他的同在中来见他，来侍奉他。
And to serve him, to meet with him in his presence.
这样我们才能够过一个有力的生活。
And then we can live a life of strength.
我们才能够 做合神心意的侍奉。
That we're able to serve according to His heart.
所以可拉的后裔代表一批在生活中那么满心要主、满心渴慕神的人。
And so the sons of Korah represents a group of people who desires after God and who wants God and to serve Him in their life.
而撒布的子孙呢，那是代表那些在这样的亲近神的生活中，把神所要的侍奉献给他的人。
And the sons of Zadok represents a group of people who serve according to His heart.
所以他们的侍奉被神所称许。
And therefore, God appreciate and appreciate their service.
所以他们说撒都的子孙呢，那是侍奉神。
And therefore the sons of Zadok serves God.
而其他的利未人呢，却是侍奉殿。
And yet all the other Levites were serving the temple.
看起来很相似。
It's outwardly it seems very similar.
但是呢，是天渊之别。
Yet it is a difference between heaven and earth.
所以我们要借着可拉后裔和撒都的子孙来看神究竟要我们怎样来追求，怎么样来侍奉。
So we want to see the example from the sons of Korah and sons of Zadok about the heart of God and how He wants to serve us.
让我们能够从我们原来旧有的习惯、旧有的想法里面被拯救出来。
That we may be saved from our old concepts and tradition.
盼望圣徒们聚在一起的时候，那真是一个充满生命的聚会。
So that when all the saints get together, it will be a meeting that's full of life.
里面充满了对神的渴慕。
And full of the desire for God.
对神的赞美。
And the praise for God.
因经历救恩而有的欢乐。
And it's a joy that coming out of experiencing the salvation.
或者的话，我们就只能够聚那个沉闷的、聚的那个无力的聚会。
Otherwise, we can only gather in such a very boredom.
所以在诗篇四十二篇这里
And in Psalm 42
第一节说神啊我的心切慕你如鹿切慕溪水
Verse 1 says As the deer pants for streams of water So my soul pants for you, O God
这些后裔他们的心有一个非常大的爱慕
Now, These sons of Korah had a great desire
爱慕神
A great longing for God
爱慕像什么呢
And to a degree,
像那个鹿啊，在干旱的土地上走了一天，啊，渴慕得着溪水那样的爱慕。
And just like a deer who's been walking on dry land for a whole day and desire and panteth for the water.
也可以说像那个鹿呢，在被猎人追啊，在被猎狗追赶的时候。
And it seems like just like a deer that was being hunted and hunted by the dogs.
生命遭到危急的时候
And when their life was in danger,
盼望能够经过溪水，把它的这个味道冲去，让狗没有办法再追上它。
And they want to pass through a stream of water so the dog cannot track their smell.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等需要这样
？And dear brothers and sisters, how much we need these.
我们有没有感觉现在地上很多东西真是纠缠着我们？
And do you feel there's so many things that binds your heart?
很多东西，那种的喜好，那种的不好的习惯，我们就是脱离不了它。
And you cannot be set free from some of your pleasures and some of your bad habits.
撒旦就像那个猎狗一样，他就用罪在那边追我们。
And Satan is just like a hunting dog, chasing after us with sin.
也没有办法靠我们意志力量来抵挡他。
And we cannot overcome him by our will.
没有办法靠人的方法帮助来抵挡他。
We cannot rely on man's method and help to overcome him.
就直接到神的跟前来。
And unless we come before God,
他能够对付。
Because he is able to overcome him.
所以第二节呢就说我的心渴想神就是永生神。
Therefore verse 2 says, My soul thirsts for God, for the living God.
我几时得朝见神呢
When can I go and meet with God?
他不仅心中爱慕。
Not only his heart desires for God.
他是愿意实实在在的到神的面前去。
And he wants to in actuality come before the presence of God.
愿这个成为我们里面真实的爱慕。
And may this become our longing in our hearts.
当我们得救的时候
And when we were saved,
主是告诉我们说呢圣灵就借着我们的相信借着罪的洗净住到我们里面去了
And Jesus told us that through our believing and through the cleansing of his blood the Holy Spirit dwells in us
主就借着这个圣灵的内住要与我们永远的同在
that God desired to be with us forever through the indwelling of His Spirit.
但是可能我们不渴慕。
Maybe, but perhaps we do not desire it.
于是我们不常觉得神就住在我们里头。
And therefore, oftentimes we don't feel that God is actually dwelling in us.
如果我们不操练的话，甚至在聚会中，我们也不感觉到他的同在。
If we do not practice it, even in the meeting, we will not be able to feel His presence.
那如果是这样的话呢？我们就只不过是来聚一个人的会而已。
And if so, then we are just coming for a gathering for men.
我们没有敬拜到神。
We did not really worship God.
我们没有能够在他的面前让他来有所纠正有所供应。
And we were not able to receive His correction and His provision before Him.
我们的得着是何等的稀少。
And how limited and how rare would be our receiving His grace.
他这种的爱慕比饥饿更深。
And this kind of longing that's recorded here is deeper than a thirst, a hunger.
因为饥饿有时候还可以忍耐好多天的。
Because sometimes you can bear the hunger for several days.
但是口渴呢，却是一下也不能够再忍。
But thirst, you cannot rarely bear it for any a moment longer.
当一个人口渴的时候
And when a person is thirsty,
他全身会脱水的
And he would be dehydrated.
他 会有生命危险的
And his life would be in danger.
所以这个口渴的后裔呢他是这样的好像如人在口渴的时候巴不得立刻有水可以来解渴那样的爱慕神
And therefore, the desire, the longing of the sons of Korah for God is just like one who is in extreme thirst.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是有时候觉得好多天我们没有想到神，没有来到他跟前，我们也还不觉得有什么需要？
Is it true that sometimes for many days we have not been coming before His presence and yet we do not feel the need to?
我们用世界许多的东西来填满我们的生活。
We have used many things of this world to satisfy and to fill our hearts.
我们还在魂还有肉体的享受里面好像觉得我们并不需要什么。
And in our enjoyment of our flesh, of our soul, we do not feel we need Him.
但是当我们回到里面去看一看的时候
But yet when we take a look inside of our spirit,
神所赐的那个生命却是渴望神。
The life that God has given us desires for Him.
但是我们不理他。
Yet we do not pay attention to it.
我们压制它。
We suppress it.
所以我们基督徒生活就非常的软弱。
Therefore, our Christian life is so weak.
因为他是永生神。
Because He is a living God.
只有他才能把那个复活的能力又新又活的生命天天的赐给我们。
Only He is able to give us this resurrected life and this new and living life every day.
一个这样天天连日神的人，他的属灵成长跟那个一个礼拜里面才有几次短时间的来靠近神的人，差别是何等的大呢？
And what a big difference between someone who is drawing constantly close to God, his spiritual growth will be much greater than one who is just coming to be for him.
所以我们会发觉，有的基督徒他得救短短的时间，可他里面好像是满掉这个骨髓肥油。
And so sometimes we see a Christian, even though he was saved for a very short period of time, but yet we see him being fed by fat.
但是有的人信了多年。里面好像还让人不看出基督在他里头。
Yet there are still some other who has been a Christian for a very long time, and yet you do not see the manifestation of Christ in him.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有责备哪一个人啊。
And dear brothers and sisters,
我自己也是这样。
I am not scolding anyone because I am like that.
也还没有那样的渴慕神。
I do not have that desire for the Lord yet.
也是还唱很多的事物把神占据了。
I was many other things would still fill my heart.
愿我们都做同伴，互相提醒。
May we be spiritual companions and encourage and remind one another.
愿我们看见以西结书那里。
And because what we've seen in Ezekiel.
我们看见神叫天使呢，把那个殿中礼拜的人呢，都量一量。
And God had asked the angels to measure those people who were worshiping in the temple.
那量什么呢
？And what was he measuring?
他不是量我们的身高体重。
He is not measuring our weight nor our height.
我们肉身多高多重呢？不是那么要紧。
Because it is really not important how in the flesh how high and tall and how much weight we have.
高的人能爱主，矮的照样能爱主。
Because those tall people will love God, and yet the shorter people will still love God.
怕 胖的能爱主，瘦的也能爱主。
And those who are a little bit chubby loves the Lord, and those people who are skinny will still love the Lord.
神所要量的呢，是在我们里面那个他儿子的生命。
And what the angel, what God wants to measure is the life of His Son within us.
这个礼拜我们来聚会了。
And this weekend we have come to the meeting.
神呢要天使来量一量。
And God wanted the angel to measure us.
神的儿子的生命在我们里面有没有比上个礼拜天多一些呢？
That the life of His Son, does it increase since last week?
还是一样呢？
Or is it the same?
还是缩小的呢？
Or has it shrunk?
我们不要以为属灵生命不会缩小的。
And let us not be deceived that our spiritual life will not shrunk.
我们肉身生命不吃会瘦会弱，属灵生命照样是这样的。
If our flesh is not taking any food, we will lose weight, and so does the spiritual life.
这吃喝是基督自己。
And we need to eat and drink Jesus Christ Himself.
所以到第三节当中，他就说，忍不住的对我说，我昼夜眼泪当饮食，忍不住的对我说，你的神在哪里呢？
And therefore, in Psalm 42 verse 3 says, My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, Where is your God?
他因为环境的缘故，他没有办法能够再侍奉神。
And because of the circumstances, they were not able to serve God any longer.
没有办法到圣殿里面去敬拜神。
They're not able to come into the temple to worship God.
他昼夜流泪。
And therefore, day and night, they shed tears.
他别的都不管了。
And nothing that they would care.
外面的吃喝都不重要了。
And they care nothing about food or drink.
因为得不到与神的亲近，他用眼泪就当他的食物了。
Because they were not able to draw near to God, therefore the tears have become their food.
所以他在第四节那里就提到，他从前与众人同往，用欢呼称赞的声音，领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。
And therefore, verse 4 says, These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading a procession to the house of God, while shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng.
可拉的后裔不仅他们个人喜欢亲近神。
Not only the sons of Korah love to draw near to God themselves,
他们更喜欢和神的百姓们一同在那里敬拜，一同来经历神的同在。
And they desire even more to experience the presence of God with the saints.
一个正常的基督徒也是这样。
And that should be the way with normal Christians.
我们个人独处的时候更多的。
And of course, when we're in solitude, it is most of the time.
所以在我们个人独处的时候，那随时保持神的同在是非常重要的。
And therefore, it is very important for us to keep the presence of the Lord when we're in our solitude.
劳伦斯弟兄就是这样的一个人。
And Brother Lawrence is such a person.
虽然他的工作是在修道院的厨房里边。
Even though he was a cook in the monastery.
他不是在一个可以那么样的安静那么样的舒适的环境中来亲近神。
And he was not able to draw near to the Lord in a very comfortable and very quiet environment.
是在非常吵杂、潮湿、油腻，甚至于很多粗话的这个环境中。
Yet it was an environment that was full of grease and noise.
但是呢，他一直保守主的同在。
Yet he kept the presence of the Lord continually.
不管他在做什么。
No matter what he was doing,
切菜扫地。
He may be sweeping the floor, he may be cutting the vegetables.
或是急着要给人家什么东西。
Or he may be in a hurry trying to provide someone something.
甚至于被人责备了，误会了。
Or he may be misunderstood or scolded by someone else.
他说他的心呢，竭力保守主的同在。
Yet his heart, he done everything he can to keep the presence of
the Lord. 不让这些事搅扰他的心。
That he would not allow anything to disturb his heart.
所以他操练到一个地步。
So he practiced to a point.
他说他在祷告的时候，跟他在那里厨房工作的时候是一样的。
That when he is praying or when he is working in the kitchen, it is just the same to him.
他的心爱神。
And his heart loved God.
常常注意这件事，这句话有没有讨他的喜欢。
He often pay attention to whether this particular thing or this word was pleasing to God.
他这样做能不能叫神得着荣耀。
And whatever he does, would it glorify God?
他整个关心的是神。
And all he cares about was God.
所以在不知不觉之中，肉体、情欲，甚至于己，就渐渐就没有地位了。
And unknowingly, in such a practice, the flesh, the self, gradually lost its position.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们成圣的路。
And dear brothers and sisters, that is the way for our sanctification.
我们不是用这个方法，用那个办法。
It is not using particular method or way.
乃是神自己来到我们里面。
But it is allowing God to come into us.
让他占据我们的心思。
Take hold of our mind.
他充满我们的意念。
And to fill our will.
让我们整个心都归给他。
That our hearts are completely offered to him.
所以这样的一位没有办法和神的百姓一同敬拜聚会的，他心里面忧闷嘛。
And these people, the sons of Korah, who are not able to worship together with the people of God, his heart was disturbed and downcast.
烦躁了。
And was downcast.
但是他说我要称赞神。
And yet he says, I will praise him.
因为他一定帮助我。
Because he will surely help me.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
在短短的经文当中我们看见
in this such a short passage we understand
他有个切慕
that he has a longing
他有个饥渴
that he has a thirst
他一定要见到神的面 否则他不肯罢休
that he would not give up until he see God face to face
我们很多时候我们也爱神
oftentimes we do love God
但是可能我们不知不觉中把爱神和爱神之外的东西有点混淆。
But perhaps sometimes unknowingly we kind of mixed up with loving God with loving the things other than God.
我们很容易爱神所造的万物。
And we very easily fall in love with the things that God had created.
亚当夏娃怎样被那个好看的分别善恶树所吸引。
And how did Adam and Eve was attracted to the knowledge tree of knowledge of good and evil?
我们也是容易被这些好看的、好吸引我们的东西吸引的。
And oftentimes our hearts will be attracted by those desirable things.
而神所造的万物本来应当成为我们的祝福，却成为我们的拦阻。
And the things that God created are supposed to be our blessing, and yet oftentimes they become our hindrances.
我们如果看看孩子们成长的过程，就看见了。
And if you see the way that kids grow up, you will see.
因为人有堕落的倾向。
And because we have a fallen tendency.
虽然我们蒙恩了。
Even though we were saved.
但是那个堕落的天性还在里面的。
And we still have that tendency of fallen nature.
如果我们不对付它，它就要来对付我们。
If we not deal with it, it will deal with us.
那堕落的倾向有两个点。
And we have two fallen tendencies.
我们看儿童在幼小的时候，他象征那些好的、对的，他是常常说 no 的。
And you see that children often say no to whatever is good or right.
那些有害的、错误的，他是兴趣大的不得了，非常好奇的。
Yet they're very curious toward things that are harmful and not so good for them.
他是说 yes, 我要跃跃欲试。
And they will say yes, and they want to try it out.
我们进入属灵的生活以后，也会有这种倾向。
And once we enter into a spiritual living, that will be our tendency.
那么另外一个倾向就是什么呢？
And what is another tendency we have?
我们呢，跟谁关系都不错，就是跟父母不太好。
And we will have a very good relationship with everybody else except our parents.
跟谁都蛮有话说的，跟父母呢就讲不了几句。
And we have so much to say to others, our friends, yet we have nothing to say to our parents.
这也是我们堕落的人得救之后跟神中间一个问题。
And that seems to be the problem of us, our fallen nature with God.
所以在神所赐的万物中。
And therefore, in the things that God has given to us.
第一个影响我们就是人。
And the number one thing that affects us is people.
当然首先是自己了。
Of course, I myself am the first.
我们很爱我们这个自己的。
Because we love ourselves first.
以至于神就不能在我们身上多做什么破碎的工作。
And therefore, God is not able to break us a little bit more.
我们也不愿意被人批评，我们也不愿意被人规劝的。
We do not desire for us to correct us, to encourage us.
就拦阻我们成长。
And therefore that will hinder us from growing.
另外就是我们的亲人。
Another thing is our relatives.
我们无形中就好好的爱我们的儿女，一下之间主就居第二位了。
And oftentimes we will love our children, all of a sudden, before you knew it, God became second in our heart.
我们爱我们家中的哪一个人，甚至哪个宠物，主就变第二位了。
And we love a people or a pet in our home, and God has been forsaken.
我们爱上了哪个明星，成我们的偶像，主在我们里面地位就少了。
And we fell in love with a celebrity, and then becomes our idol, and yet, and God in us has decreased.
我们爱上这个明星，我们就要听他的歌。
And when we fell in love with a celebrity, a singer, we want to listen to his or her songs.
我们就要唱他的歌。
We want to sing his or her songs.
我们就要看他演的戏。
And want to watch their movies.
一集还不够，慢慢弄个连续剧。
And when is not enough, we want to see the sequel.
我还要模仿他们的发型、衣服、动作、口讲话。
And we even want to imitate their fashion, their hairdo, and their accent.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们这样的时候，我们怎么能够让天使量到那个主耶稣的身量长一点呢？
And if we're like that, brothers and sisters, how can we allow the angels to measure us, the life of Son of God in us?
所以人是拦阻我们来亲近神的。
Therefore, oftentimes, some other person becomes a hindrance for us to come near to God.
那么大家不要误会说，那我们就不要去爱人了。
And please do not misunderstand that. I'm asking you to not loving others.
但那个次序是重要的。
Yet the priority is very important.
第一是爱神。
First of all, God is first.
而且要尽全心全力的去爱神。
And you love God with all your heart and all your mind.
那其次就要爱人。
And then it's to love man.
而且呢，要爱到像爱自己那样的程度。
And loving them to a point, to a degree as loving yourself.
所以我们做父母的，如果你的孩子开始爱主的话，你也不用吃醋，也不用嫉妒。
And therefore, the parents do not be jealous if your children begin to love the Lord more.
如果他真的全力爱主的时候呢，那你就有福了。
And because you will be blessed if he wholeheartedly loves God.
他也会全心全力的爱你的。
And because he will in turn loving you wholeheartedly.
做丈夫的，做妻子的也是这样。
And it is so with husbands and wives.
所以英美有一次问我说，我要告诉你一件事情，你不要生气。
And therefore, Deborah once asked me, wanted to say something to me and asked me not to get upset.
她说，你不是我最爱的。
And you are not my first love. I mean,
not the one I love the most.
You're not the one who I love the most.
所以这话一听蛮紧张的。
So I got nervous when I heard that.
后面他说了，他第一爱主，第二才爱我。
He said, "No, number one, I love the Lord most, and then I love you."
我感谢主，我也是这样。
And I thank the Lord because I am like that also.
这个爱就正常了。
Because that would be a right and normal love.
因为我们人天然的爱是何等的有问题。
And because our natural love is so problematic.
我们要么就爱得不合适。
And sometimes we're not loved in the proper way.
要爱呢，把他宠坏了。
Or we spoil it, spoil him or her.
或者是爱的人家也不喜欢接受。
Or you love to a point that other people is not willing to accept it.
但是如果我们被神的爱所充满
But if you are being filled by the love of God
如果我们用神的爱温柔的方式来爱人的话
And if you love others by the love of God and the gentleness of God
那将是成为人的享受
And then become an enjoyment for man
那另外一个拦阻我们爱神的是那个物
And another hindrance for us to loving God is things
从前我爱花爱得不得了
And long ago, I loved flowers.
只要看到花呢，马上忘了主。
And when I see flowers, I forgot about God.
因为呢，爱钓鱼爱得不得了。
And Deborah loved fishing.
有鱼钓的话，连我都忘记了。
when she can fish, she will forget about me.
啊，我们都需要被对付。
And we need to be dealt with.
哪些物是那么吸引你呢
？And is there anything that attracts you so much？
是你菜园那些小菜吗？
Is it the vegetable in your veggie garden?
而是你手中做的那些作品
Or the product of your hand?
所以摩根弟兄的父亲就是 Campbell Morgan 的父亲、啊、他做了一个木碗、啊、他就爱不释手
And the father of brother Campbell Morgan made a wooden bowl and he loved it to a point that he would not wanted to let go.
爱到每一次呢他一有空就要拿起来看啊玩啊
And to a point that anytime he has time, he would just take it up and then just admiring it.
直到有一天被主提醒，哦，他已经爱这个碗超过爱主了。
And one day he was reminded by the Lord that you have loved the bowl more than me.
那他就对付他。
And therefore
他就得拯救。
He dealt with it and he was saved from that.
弟兄姊妹，还有什么物 让你爱不释手呢？
And brothers and sisters, is there anything that you love to death?
床吗？
Is your bed?
常常争夺我们起来亲近主的时间。
And sometimes, a lot of times in competition of your time, getting up with the Lord.
电视吗？电脑吗？
Is it television or computer?
还是你还有喜欢什么东西
Or is it any other thing that you desire?
我们可以有一些的娱乐
And we can have entertainment.
我们也可以有一些让我们可以身心得到舒畅的
And we can have certain things that make us, bring us relaxation.
但绝不让它占据主当有的地位
That we would not allow it to take place of God in our hearts.
那世界那就更厉害了
And let alone the world.
金钱、名声、地位
，and money, fame, and fortune.
世界用五花八门的方式来吸引我们。
That the world uses all kinds of way to attract us.
这些东西不对付。
And if we do not deal with it,
我们就没有办法好好的来跟从主。
And we would not be able to follow God.
所以主要呼召我们从以前外边这个跟从，转到里边的跟从。
Therefore, the Lord desired to call us from the outward following to the inward following.
从外面的侍奉，转到里面的侍奉。
From service on the outside to the service from the inside.
从血气、肉体那种的追求侍奉，转成用灵来追求来侍奉。
From flesh pursuit and ministry to a spiritual pursuit and spiritual ministry.
从那个为人的、为自己的那种的侍奉，来转成完全为神的追求和侍奉。
From a service to man and for self to a service that's for God solely.
就是什么？除了这些外面的神所造的物和人会影响我们之外。
And dear brothers and sisters, other than people and things that will affect us.
还有一些跟神有关系的事物。也会影响我们。
And there are still other things about God that will affect us.
我们把那些属灵的事物跟神有关的用来代替神自己。
Because we have replaced God with things that are spiritual things about God.
比如说我们鼓励弟兄姊妹读经。
For example, we encourage my sister to read the Bible.
我们非常重视主的话。
Because we pay attention to God's word.
弟兄姊妹也照着做也来读经。
We value it and we want to do accordingly.
都有固定的进度。
And we have a certain progress.
但这件事是不是就对了呢？
But is that in itself all correct?
很多时候我们可能是只有到圣经的话语跟前，但是并没有到主的跟前去。
A lot of times we may just come to the written word, but not coming before the presence of God.
我们读了这个主的话，却没有到那位写圣经的主那里去。
And we read the word of God, and yet we have not come to the God who has written those words.
所以主就责备犹太人说。
And therefore, Jesus has scolded the Israelites.
他说你们读圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。
He says that you read the scripture because you think in it that there is eternal life.
那么为我做见证的的确是这圣经。
Yes, truly, it is the scripture that testified, that witnessed for me.
但是有一个问题。
Yet there's a problem.
你们却不肯到我这里来得生命。
That you were, you refused to come to me to receive life.
所以读圣经可以得知识，但是呢，更重要的是要得生命。
Yes, when you read the scripture, you will gain knowledge, but more importantly, it is to gain life.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹要祷告。
And we encourage your brothers and sisters to pray.
应当要多多的来祷告。
And pray earnestly more often.
我们很好，祷告很好。
Because prayer is good.
但是祷告也可能没有让我们来到神的跟前。
And but also there is a possibility that prayer did not bring us to God.
我们可能把很多我们的需要，甚至于是教会的需要，都来告诉主了。
And we may bring a lot of our need to God, even the needs of the church.
但是我们却没有来到那位听祷告的主跟前。
Yet we have not come before the God who answers prayers.
我们没有来亲近他。
We did not draw close to him.
我们祷告有一个非常重要的性质，应当是亲近神。
And our prayer is very important in leading us to God.
是在他的同在中，让我们来向他倾心吐意的。
It is within his presence that we tell him things.
否则我们就是到他面前报告一下完。
Otherwise, we're just coming before him and giving the report.
那么听到很好，很重要。
And also listening to a sermon is very good and very important.
但是听到的时候，我们也可能忘了我们的主。
But as we are listening to sermons, sometimes we may even forget about our God.
我们只注意那个道是好是对是错。
We only pay attention to the sermon whether it is good or it is correct.
但却没想到这个聚会的主是在这里的。
But yet we have neglected that the Lord of the meeting is here.
我们应当一直保守他的同在。
That we want to keep and preserve His presence.
这样的话呢，讲得好，讲得不好，我里面照样得到供应，得到满足。
So in that condition, whether the sermon be good or bad, I will still be supplied from God.
所以把听道当作我们主日的主要的这个部分呢，是一个堕落的事情。
Therefore, it would be a fallen tendency if we just, the sole purpose for us to come to the meeting is to listening to a sermon.
我们最重要的一件事情就是要来敬拜主，要来满足他。
Because the most important thing for us to do is to worship God and to satisfy His heart.
每个人进入这个聚会的时候都定义要来满足我们的神。
That everyone who enter into this meeting hall has a desire to worship our God.
听到了就变成满足我们自己了。
And otherwise, listening to a sermon would just be satisfying ourselves.
所以我们就会常常觉得说，哎呀，今天这个道对我没有什么帮助。
That's why oftentimes we feel the sermon did not help me much today.
因为我这个礼拜需要的不是这个。
Because what I needed this week is not what he talked about.
我还有好多困难要解决，我正要寻找那个答案。
I have many other problems that I need to solve. I'm searching for the answers.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
brothers
and sisters, 那个话语不是你的答案。
That the word is not your answer.
那个话语背后的主才是你的答案。
It is the Lord behind those words, your answer.
我们读很多属灵的书籍。
Or we can read many spiritual books.
可能我们天然是爱读书的。
Or perhaps we're people who like to read.
这也不代表我们就是爱主。
And that does not equal to we loving God.
唱诗歌。
Or we love to sing hymns.
唱诗歌很好啊。
And it is very good to sing hymns.
但是呢这个如果我们是天然爱唱歌的歌声好的我们在那边大声唱歌还不一定是为了主的。
And if you have a good voice, you love to sing and you sing loudly, it may not be for the Lord.
如果我们是为自己。
If it's for yourself.
我们喜欢的时候我们就很大声唱。
And sometimes the hymn that we like, we sing very loudly.
我们不太高兴的时候我们就不太想唱了。
Sometimes we're not so happy, we do not want to sing.
如果我是一个不太会唱的人我就不太想唱了。
And if I don't sing very well, then I don't sing.
那弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters,
这些天然的里面的感觉，通通都要把它除掉。
And we need to deal all these fleshly, these feelings need to be dealt with.
当弟兄们领我们唱诗歌的时候
，When the brothers lead us in singing, in
我就唱给主听。
I will sing to the Lord.
不论我是这个美歌者还是五音不全的，我就要唱。
No matter whether I can sing very well or not, I will sing.
就怎么只有教会会这样，对吧？
And because we can only do so in the church.
我们诗班这个加入诗班的弟兄姊妹从来没有试音的。
And because we never audition for those who want to join the choir.
你如果要到西雅图什么合唱团去的话，那他得好好试试你。
But if you go to other choir in Seattle choir, then they would have to give you audition.
所以我觉得我们应当除掉我们天然这些的感觉。
And therefore, all these fleshly and natural feelings need to be dealt away with.
弟兄姊妹，我们要恢复我们的这个诗歌敬拜。
And we need to restore the worships of hymns.
我们的声音实在不嘹亮。
And because our voice are not loud enough.
我们实在不够热情。
And because we're not passionate enough.
我们从波饼聚会诗歌到这个弟兄们领我们唱的诗歌。
And from the breaking of bread, singing from breaking of bread to brothers leading the worship.
都需要恢复。
We need to be restored.
弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters,
如果我们还需要别人一直的鼓励我们啊，在这边讲的这个非常这个心花怒放的开始唱歌的话
If we still need rely on others to encourage us to a point that we're so passionate about singing,
那就证明我们不是亲近神的人
Then that proves that we are not one who is drawing near to the Lord.
我们是靠外面这些来鼓舞的
We are using other things to stir up and stimulate us.
一个主在里面是永活的基督徒
And if a Christian has a God who is a living God in him,
他应该随时有歌要唱给主
And he would at any time, any given time, have a song to sing to the Lord.
还有很多的感恩赞美的话要告诉主
And many thanks, words of thanksgiving and praise that he want to offer to the Lord.
那么另外我们在属灵的事物方面呢，还有跟人交通。
And another thing is about fellowshipping with others.
我们可能天然爱讲话。
And maybe we have a natural tendency like to talk.
所以我们就整天呢，就常常去交通。
So oftentimes we fellowship.
但是可能不知不觉，我们从交通族交通到人，交通到许多的是非闲谈。
But perhaps unknowingly we fellowship about the Lord and then gradually it turned into gossip.
因为我们天然的人是不喜欢独处，不喜欢安静的。
Because our natural tendency is, does not desire solitude.
当然如果你天然的人呢非常安静，那你可能需要做一个另外一个改变。
But if your natural tendency is to have in peace and quiet by yourself, perhaps you need to adjust another way.
学习跟人交通。
And to learn to fellowship with others.
所以交通是一件好事情。
Therefore, to fellowship is a good thing.
但是要注意是不是为着主。
But you need to pay attention whether it is for the Lord.
那我们有一点追求之后，我们渴慕有恩赐，有能力。
And perhaps after we pursue the Lord a little while, we desire to have a gift.
但这些的渴慕也不一定是为着主。
And yet those desire for spiritual gifts may not be for the Lord.
因为肉体对神的工作也是有兴趣的。
And because our natural flesh has an interest in God, things about God.
如果我讲福音，人家都喜欢听。人家都后面都来跟我讲说你讲得不错。
And if I preach gospel and like people like to hear it and they would like to tell me that you're pretty good in preaching gospel.
那我就巴不得能够多多的来讲。
And then I will wish for more opportunity to speak.
如果我有什么医病的能力，或什么这个恩这个属灵的恩赐，那我就巴不得都能够去用。
And if I have in a gift in healing or other spiritual gift, then I would love to practice and exercise it.
所以恩赐和能力。也是重要的。
Therefore, gifts and strength, power is very important.
但它也可能拦阻了我们真正来亲近主。
But it may also endanger and hinder us to draw close to the Lord.
那我们今天讲是追求主的同在。
And today we're talking about pursuing after the presence of the Lord.
那么有些时候呢，我们会太注重主同在。有些什么感觉呢？
But sometimes we pay attention to the feelings of the presence of the Lord.
从心里的感觉到身体的感觉，我们都一直在注意它。
And we pay attention to the feelings in the heart emotionally and also the physical feelings.
那么感觉用感觉来代替了信心。
And then sometimes we have replaced faith with feelings.
那么这也拦阻我们的亲近神。
And that will also hinder us to draw near to the Lord.
那么有些基督徒很重视经历。
And some would pay attention to their experiences.
我们都需要经历。
And we all need experience.
主也喜欢让我们来经历他。
And God desires for us to experience Him.
甚至有很多神奇的、非常奇妙的经历。
And sometimes we may have a very wonderful experiences.
但有些时候，经历也变成来取代主。
Yet sometimes those experiences might replace God as well.
有些人他们喜欢提到看见天使了。
And some might like to mention that they've seen angels.
天使向他们说话了。
That angel has spoken to them.
看见了主耶稣了。
And they've seen Jesus.
到天堂到地狱去游览了一番了。
And they have toured the heaven and the paradise and the hell.
做了这个梦啊，做了那个梦了。
And they have these dreams and that dream.
非常喜欢谈论这些经历的东西。
And they like to talk about these experiences.
这些经历可能都是真的，也是主耶稣给他的。
And perhaps these experiences are true and it was given by God.
但是如果我们注重这个，我们也带人来注重这个。
But if we ourselves pay attention to it and then we bring other people, draw other people's attention to these things.
可能就不是走在一个正路上。
Perhaps we're not walking on the correct path.
我们看保罗在哥林多后书十二章那里。
And we see that Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12,
他有一次被哥林多人逼到一个地步。
And once he was pressured, forced by the people in Corinth to a point.
他不得不把他14年前的一个奇妙经历讲出来。
And he couldn't help but talked about the experience that he had 14 years ago.
你看他有那个奇妙的经历被提到三层天上去
And he had experience being lifted up to third heavens
听见那些隐秘的言语
And he heard the words in secret
但是呢他一直保守这个经历在他和主之间
Yet he had kept that experience just between him and the Lord
而且当他被人家 逼着要讲的时候，
and he was pressured to tell of this experience.
他好像在讲另外一个人，不是讲他自己。
He seems to be talking about someone else instead of himself.
所以他说呢，为了那个有这个经历的人，我要夸口，但是为我自己的话呢，我只夸自己的软弱。
And therefore he says, for that person whom had experience, I shall boast, but for myself, I boast nothing but my weakness.
当他讲完了这些经历之后。
When he finished telling those experiences,
他在第十一节那里说，我成了愚妄人，是被你们强逼的。
He says, I have made a fool of myself, but you drove me to it.
他把这个经历讲出来，夸了一个口，他感觉到是愚妄的事情。
And after he told this experience, he felt he boasted and he felt he was made fool.
但今天有多少人，他们喜欢跟人一直讲述这些的经历。
But how many people today love to tell of their experience?
所以若这许多属灵的事物取代了主。
And if all these spiritual things has replaced God.
把我们的注意力从主的身上转移到这些的经历和事物的时候。
It has drawn our attention from these spiritual things, from God to these things.
保罗说我们恐怕我们的心啊或偏于邪。或偏于邪，就是偏向那个不好的。
And perhaps, Paul says, perhaps our heart has detoured, has wandered.
我们就失去了向着基督那个纯一清洁的心。
And that we have lost the pure and the simple heart towards the Lord.
所以主实在是渴慕跟我们交通。
And therefore the Lord desires to fellowship with us.
主也渴慕我们来侍奉他。
And the Lord desires for us to serve him.
但是除非我们来亲近他。
But unless we draw near to him.
所以我们看在以西结书44章那里。
And therefore in Ezekiel chapter 44.
主提到两种的侍奉。
And the Lord mentioned two kinds of services.
大部分的利未人呢，在十一节那里，主说他们只能够在这个殿中来供职。
The Levites, God said they may only serve him in the sanctuary.
他们在侍奉殿。
They are serving the sanctuary.
但是到十五节那里。
Yet in verse 15,
他就讲到撒都的子孙呢，他们因为能够亲近神，所以他在侍奉神自己。
And he says that the descendants of Zadok, because they can draw near to God, therefore they are serving God himself.
所以那侍奉殿和侍奉神区别在哪里呢？
So what is the difference between serving the temple and serving God?
可能这两种的侍奉做的事情都一样。
Perhaps outwardly they're doing exactly the same thing.
我们也来做饭，我们来扫地，我们也来割草。
We may be cooking the rice, maybe sweeping the floor, we may be cutting down the weeds, the grass.
做各种的事物。
We can do many things on the outside.
我们也传福音，我们也帮助弟兄姊妹。
We can even preach gospels or we can help brothers and sisters.
那么差别在哪里呢？
But what is the difference?
差别就是到底我们是为谁而做，为何而做。
The difference being who are we doing these things for and what are we doing it for?
如果我们忽略了这中间主的地位的话，
If we have neglected the position of the Lord in all these things,
我们只不过是侍奉到人而已。
We are but serving people.
我们只不过是做了事情而已。
We're but just having done something.
所以无论我们是做事物或是来帮助人，
So it doesn't matter whether we're doing things or helping people.
我们应当都是为着主。
It should be all for the Lord.
都是依靠主。
It is through the Lord.
而且都是把荣耀来归给主。
And it is all giving the glory to the Lord.
和在罗马书十一章三十六节这样说。
In Romans chapter 11,
他说因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
Verse 36 says, For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们都有爱主的心的人都会要侍奉主。
And dear brothers and sisters, those who love the Lord desires to serve him.
但在这里有一条路是主所喜悦的。
Yet there is a way that God desires.
就是我们能够多亲近他。
It is for us to draw near to him.
而且那里讲到是血和脂油。
It is of the blood and the fat.
意思就是说，我们这些亲近主的人呢、啊，是依靠他的血来亲近他的。
And it means that we're drawing close to him through his blood.
如同旧约祭司到圣所里边去的时候一样。
Just like the priest in the Old Testament coming into the holy place.
因为在那圣所里边，他们看见了主的圣洁，主的公义。
Because they beheld the righteousness and the holiness of God in the temple.
没有血是不能进去那里侍奉他。
And you cannot enter into the holy place to serve God without the blood.
那么当他们来到至圣所的时候
，And when they come to the holy of holies,
他们要碰见神的荣耀。
And not only there is the glory of God.
那么只有可以来满足神。才能够有神的荣耀。
Only the fat can satisfy God and bring out the glory of God.
所以我们如果看见神的圣洁、公义和荣耀。
And therefore, if we have seen the holiness, the righteousness, and the glory of God,
我们就不敢依靠我们的自己的血气、肉体。
Then we do not dare to rely on our own flesh.
不敢依靠我们天然的能力。
And to rely on our own natural abilities.
所以亲近神。是侍奉神自己的一个必要条件。
And therefore, drawing closer to God is the must way for us to serve.
侍奉主呢，有一个宝贵的经历。
And there is very precious experience in serving God.
就讲到呢，他不是弄得满头大汗的侍奉。
It is not causing someone to perspire.
所以那里讲到说，祭司不可以穿羊毛衣服，只能穿细麻衣。
Therefore, it says the priest can only wear clothes made of linen instead of wool.
因为是依靠神而做。
It is because his service through God.
所以是为着神而做。
It is for God.
所以我们没有那个焦虑。
Therefore, we do not have that anxiety.
我们没有肉体里面的这个紧张。
We do not have the nervousness within our flesh.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天简单跟大家交通关于可拉后裔和撒都子孙他们在神面前的这些经历。
And brothers and sisters, I have very simply shared with you the experiences of the sons of Korah and sons of Zadok before the Lord.
盼望主在里边跟我们说话。
We ask that the Lord would speak to our hearts.
使我们从从前许多外面的这些看得见的转到里边的看不见的。
That would turn from the outward things into the things that are invisible.
让我们从许多的人事物来转到主自己。
That we turn from many people, place, and things to God Himself.
好吧，我们来唱一首诗歌。
Shall we sing a hymn together?
我们来唱诗歌426首。
Hymn number 426.
我们来唱第一、第三和第五节。
Stanzas 1, 3, and 5.
他自己。这首诗歌讲到我们基督徒两种的经历。
And it speaks of two experiences of the Christians.
从前是那样，现在呢，我要这样。
Once it was so, and now I desire so.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们从前没有那么注意主的同在。
If we, before we never really pay attention to the presence of the Lord.
如果我们从前没有那么注意主的自己。
If we never really pay attention to God Himself,
帮主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
好，我们来唱426135节。我们请。